On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Praise be to you, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, very well, very well. So the Academy Awards are going to have a people's choice.
I don't think that's quite what it is. It's called a popular film category, and it's just a bad idea.
It's a bad idea, eh?
Yeah, it's pandering in the worst way. I've always had an idea for a new award at the Oscars that I think they should do. Do you want to hear what it is?
Yes, absolutely.
I think they should do an award for films that came out 5 years ago. The Hindsight Award. It's very rare that the Best Picture film, well, sometimes is the case that the Best Picture winner goes down in history, and other times no one cares about it. No one's talking about Slumdog Millionaire these days.
Oh, I still think it's a great movie.
That's a great idea, Fabian. You got that trademark?
And, 5 years down the track, you could do like a, you know, next year they could do the best film from 2014 or whatever.
Wouldn't it be the right thing then to also balance that out?
Critical consensus has been reached.
But the right thing to do to balance the books would be to take an Oscar back, wouldn't it, from a movie from 5 years with the benefit, once again with the benefit of hindsight, and go what they didn't get one, you know, and just and take it back and give it to your one, yeah. You know? I'm not trying to jump on your coattails. I'm just saying that would be in the fair and balanced, you know. Don't you think? Just go look.
Yeah,
we've all watched it another couple of times and we didn't even get through it again. Like, I mean, you know. It's cool effects in Avatar and that, but just, yeah. I wouldn't say Avatar. I felt like I was just cheating myself when I said that. I literally loved Avatar. It was amazing.
Yeah, I love Avatar too.
I'm looking forward to the sequel.
Same, all four of them.
Ambitious, eh? So what's going on over there?
TCA finished up yesterday. Went on the Universal lot on the set of a show called Dirty John, which is an adaptation of a really amazing podcast I listened to last year, which I highly recommend to everybody. Eric Banana is the lead in that.
Oh, good on him, eh?
Yeah, I love Eric Banana.
He just trucks along getting interesting roles, you know?
Yeah.
Does it right.
Yeah, and I went to a screening last night of that shark movie they shot in New Zealand.
The Meg.
Yeah.
How's that looking?
Yeah, not great. Not great.
It's, man, it's all over it's everywhere, fun. Though.
Is this the Jason Statham one?
Ah, yeah.
Was that, sorry?
It's fun spotting the, like, you know, radio operator trying to do an American accent and sounding like a Kiwi a bit. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's not worth going to movies for, though.
Cliff Curtis using his own accent in an American film. That's nice.
I wouldn't call those fish hawks, excuse the pun. For people who don't know, it's a movie that was filmed in New Zealand about a massive, great, big, bigger than even prehistoric, massive, massive, super massive shark.
Yeah, it comes out in New Zealand next week, so I'll give you my full review then. But here's a taste. It's not good.
See, I prefer my I prefer in cinema anyway. My predators. Where are the piranhas? Like the piranha movies sort of ruined them, but surely there's still a viable torture option or attack option, aren't they?
Well, I think they did those piranha reboots.
Forget those. Yeah, that was just someone being stupid. I'm talking serious piranha action. You know. Like, because in the good old days, you didn't have an action movie or an action show that didn't at least involve quicksand for a start, piranhas, and what was the other thing? What would be the other thing that was some sort of robo or Sasquatchy thing? Yeah,
wild dogs,
hunting dogs.
You want someone to be dangled above a pool of piranhas, don't you?
What I want is someone to go, how do we cross the damn river? I don't know. We don't know what's in there. And they get halfway across and everything's fine. It's fine. Come on in. Come on, guys. Then it's... And they just get just eradicated by the piranhas, who are so hungry.
Are you familiar with the American comedian John Mulaney?
Yes.
He was a Saturday Night Live writer for ages. Very, very smart guy. He does a great bit where he says that he didn't have to deal with quicksand as much in his adult life as his childhood would have led him to believe.
That's true, actually. And I as soon as I could find out, and back in the days when you couldn't just, you know, ask the machine, find out what the correct way of, if you ever come across quicksand, if you ever find yourself in quicksand, just for God's sake, don't struggle. For God's sake, don't struggle.
That was like the number one bit of playground wisdom that was spread around. Like, whatever you do, don't try.
If it saved one person's life,
stay perfectly still.
Get someone to throw you a stick, or if you've got like a collie dog, you go get help, run, and you talk to the, you know, because that was also very popular, helpful dogs.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. They struggled to distinguish to the rescuers that you weren't stuck down a well, though. They're like, no, he's not down a well.
Not a well. No. A little further on, but where the quicksand is. Yeah. Just before the piranha pool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what else is happening? The big TV thing was great. Did you meet any more heroes?
Who else was there? Sean William Scott Stifler. Does that count? I mentioned that last.
Yeah.
He was very nice. He's the new lead in the Lethal Weapon show because they fired the other guy for being a dick.
Yep.
There's the films that are coming out. Yeah. No, that's all done. You do like 50 interviews and sell them as the shows roll out in New Zealand, so I'm not...
Playing your cards close to your chest at the moment, are you, sir?
Mainly stoked with Matt Groening. That was the, super cool. The high point for me. He was great. Look out for that feature in next week's Herald Timeout.
Okay.
The films that are coming out this week in New Zealand include The Spy Who Dumped Me, starring Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon.
Yep.
I've seen this. I was not anticipating much, but I enjoyed this film. It's kind of badass. It's got an R rating over here, so it's really violent and lots of humorous death scenes, which frankly the Meg could have done with a few more of. And Kate McKinnon's great. The thing I like most about this film is it's about two friends who go to Europe and get caught up in spy stuff. And usually in films like this, the two friends kind of have to break away at some point, you know, and have their bond challenged by their situation.
That's true.
But their friendship never falters.
Oh, cool.
To support each other, and they crack each other up, and there's great chemistry between Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon, and it's a cool film.
A friend of mine would say it didn't think the same, but you know, horses courses, I guess, eh?
You saw it?
No, a friend of mine went to see it, went to the preview here, and then was a little bit sort of underwhelmed.
It's no relation to Austin Powers.
It's not the be-all and end-all.
No.
I guess it benefited from my low expectations, but I enjoyed it.
Well, right. Well, the film festival's wound up over here as well. That's the other thing I meant to tell you. Film festival's winding up. It's in the New Zealand International Film Festival. People have been spoiled silly.
Yeah, it's weird not participating in that. That was such a huge part of my life when I was down there. Now it's just not. Was it good? Did you get to my...
Did I what?
Did you get to much?
I didn't get to as many as I'd like to.
I wasn't dissing it.
No, you just sounded particularly LA when you said that.
I remember New Zealand.
We just can't.
The country I lived in at one point.
Yeah, there's about 150 degrees over there at the moment, isn't it?
Of the world.
Okay.
Oh, New Zealand. Did you get to much?
I got to see a few, not as many as I would like to, but I think that's pretty much par for the course for the film festival, isn't it? Had some great interviews up here though with people, directors and the like, and filmmakers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was great.
They brought quite a few people down.
Oh, the town was alive.
Cool.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks, mate.
Okay. Cheers, mate.
Speak to you again. It's time next week. I'm glad you had a good time at the television conference, and we'll watch all your interviews as they get eked out. Goodbye.
Right. Thank you. See you. Bye.
Travel safe.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Honestly.